Welcome to the Resistance, everyone! My name is Lindsay Lemmer, and I'm with the Madison chapter of the National Organization for Women. On behalf of everyone here today, we have a message for the new administration. We are not going back to the days when women died because they were denied access to safe, legal, reproductive health care. When you attack the rights of some of us, you're attacking all of us. We are standing with the LGBTQ community and the transgender community. We will stand up to Islamophobia, racism, and all forms of discrimination that threaten the collective freedoms of all of us. And if all of us here today stick together, love will trump hate. It is my great pleasure to introduce someone who's built their public service career on advancing equality, reducing barriers, and fighting for the rights of all of us, supporting public education, and protecting our environment. Please welcome U.S. House Representative Mark Pocan.
Hello. Let's hear it again for Lindsay, a National Organization for Women. And welcome, members of the Resistance Wisconsin Division. The Trumpocracy is here, and I am guessing we are going to spend a lot more time together in the streets in the coming months. Now, first, let me say to a few of you, I am sorry for disappointing you by not going to the inaugural yesterday. And to the rest of you, thank you for your support as I chose to join nearly 70 of my colleagues in not attending the inaugural pageantry. I have to tell you, I fully intended on going to the inaugural regardless of who won prior to the election. And then Donald Trump won. And I knew this was going to be a challenging given all the views he has that I'm so opposed to. But last week in Washington, he repeatedly did things that broke new ground that dug the dignity of the office of president deeper into a hole. First, last Wednesday during a press conference, he fully went back on his word to the American people to divest himself of his business interests, creating great potentials of conflict of interest that could affect his decisions for the American people. Don't boo, organize. Then last Thursday, I went and read the classified intelligence report about Russian hacking and, more importantly, interference in our election. And there is going to be way more coming out about this in the times to come. But it gave me great concern over the legitimacy of that election in November. And then 1 week ago today, Donald Trump tweeted out about a national civil rights hero, Representative John Lewis, saying, "All talk, 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 no action or results, sad." Don't boo, organize. Look, John Lewis has done more in any 1 week of his life than Donald Trump and his Twitter account has done in their entirety. And that was the final straw. I respect the office of the president, as we all do. But I don't believe that Donald Trump respects the office of president, and I simply could not attend that inaugural. My friends, we are going to have some tough times in the coming months. And honestly, I don't think we really know what to expect in all areas. There are a few things that Donald Trump says that Republicans don't support that I agree with. There are many things that Donald Trump says that Republicans support that I strongly disagree with. And there are some things that Donald Trump says that even Republicans wouldn't dare say out loud that I intensely disagree with, things that can threaten our democracy and decency to our fellow citizens. And just yesterday, Donald Trump signed executive orders that start to roll back the Affordable Care Act, that will cost homebuyers more interest cost when they buy a home, and that he asked federal agencies to cease creating any new regulations, and that means things like protecting our food and our water and our air. But I am not here with despair today, because I know we have the kryptonite that will get us through this dark period. It's you. It's me. It's the person to the right of you, and the person to the left of you, and behind you, and in front of you. It's because all of us, we are the United States of America, and we're not going to let Donald Trump or the GOP take that away from us. And don't forget, we already had a big victory on day one of this session. The day before, we were sworn into the 115th Congress in early January. In the dark of night, the Republicans in Congress voted to change the rules to gut the ethics laws as they affect members of Congress. And the media reported it, and you got mad and did something beautiful. You called your members of Congress by the thousands. And guess what happened? You shamed them into taking that rule back, and we won. We can and will win again because the American people are with us on the issues. This GOP domination and Trumpocracy we are experiencing will be diminished and short-lived if you decide to stand and fight rather than wallow in despair. If you really care about an issue, whether it's about a woman's right to her own decisions about her health care, I see all the Planned Parenthood folks out here today. Get active with the groups that are working on this right here in Wisconsin. If you care about immigration reform or LGBTQ equality or public education or clean air and water, find the groups that represent your values and double down in your support and time with those organizations. Because we will win from the grassroots. We have the people power, and they don't. It wasn't just 70 members of Congress that didn't attend the inaugural yesterday. It was tens and hundreds of thousands fewer people who even cared to show up. We are the conscience of America. We are the resistance to things that can attack our values, and we are needed now more than ever to fight back and be heard and protect our country as we know it. Are you with me? Are you absolutely sure? Let's make sure they can hear all the way up State Street. Are you there? All right. I've got a much better feeling about the next few months with all of us as part of that resistance. Thank you so very much. Thanks for coming out today. And now I have the pleasure to introduce one of those fighters of the resistance, Grizel Tapia Claudio. She is an organizer for Voices de la Frontera right here in Madison, a nonprofit that advocates for low-wage workers, immigrants, refugees, and youth. She's deeply involved in our community, and she inherited this dedication to community from her mother, who she describes as a strong, dedicated single mother who brought her family here from Mexico looking for the American dream when Grizel was a teenager. Let's give a strong resistance greeting to a leader fighting for our country, Grizel Tapia Claudio.
everybody. My name is Griselda Pia Claudio. I am a proud Mexican woman, immigrant, student, mother, wife, leader, and activist in my community. Thanks to the efforts and work of my mother, a single immigrant mother who arrived to this country 20 years ago from Mexico, looking for the American dream, looking for a better life. It wasn't easy for me to come as a teenager to this country. I had to learn a new language, a new culture, and new rules. But we were very fortunate to receive the warm welcoming of the Madison community. You. Thank you. Today, I'm also proud to be here representing the Latina woman. Yay! And also Voces de la Frontera, a Wisconsin's leading immigrant student and working rights organization. Last February, Voces de la Frontera led an action called The Day Without Latinos and Immigrants, and stopped a massive march of those tens of thousands on this very capital. We were able to stop racist anti-immigrant state legislation. Tens of thousands of workers and students went to strike, and hundreds of businesses closed in solidarity. And we won! I am also here to tell you that when we the people take bold, sustaining action to defend our collective rights, we cannot be defeated. This new president may be the most dangerous for women in modern times. He is particularly dangerous to immigrant and Latina women. He has said that he will eliminate deferred action for childhood arrivals program, which allowed almost 800,000 young people to continue their education, support their families, and contribute to the economy by working legally. If he sends our young people back to the shadows, the effect on millions of families will be devastating. The new president plans to do nothing to address the needs of Latina women. Immigrant women often do difficult, physically demanding work for long hours, low wages, and no benefits. They are more vulnerable to abuse employers, discrimination, to wage theft, violence, or even sexual assault. Latina women are often unable to afford adequate medical care or therapy. The trauma of deportation is more likely to affect us. I have seen women and families driven into poverty and even homelessness by deportation of a father. Too many immigrant women, survivors of domestic violence, cannot come forward for fear of deportation. We are deeply committed to defending and expanding the U Visa and the Violence Against Women Act, which protect women and children in this life or death situation. Voces de la Frontera proposes a bold situation to Trump organize. We will be forming the Coalition for an Inclusive Wisconsin, which is bringing together different communities affected by the new administration to defend all our rights. We are organizing to support legislation to return driver's licenses to immigrants in Wisconsin, so that all Latinos can go to work and pick up their children from school without having the fear of being stopped and separated from their families and communities. Thank you. Voces has also been organized to pass a Sanctuary County resolution in Milwaukee County. Together, let's organize our schools to be safe for all of our students, and to all of the places of worship to be sanctuaries for our families threatened by deportation. Let's organize in our workplace, neighborhoods, and prepare for bold actions like the Day Without Latinos and Immigrants. Maybe next time we will have to organize a day without women, a woman's strike to defend our dignity and our rights as women. Every person should be treated with respect and dignity. And remember, no human being is illegal. Thank you. And I will say this also in Spanish since it's my first language.
Hello. My name is Gisette Ballant. I'm one of the organizers of the event. Thank you. Hi. I gotta say, this is a far cry from the 500 people we hoped would show up. It's awesome. You guys rock. I'm awed and a little overwhelmed by how many people are here. This is a testament to your characters and to how much things need to change. I hope you'll use this event as a stepping off point, that you'll use it as proof that grassroots efforts work, that four people can get together get started and learn what you need to know, and then learn how to ask for help. The help that we've received is unbelievable, and the turnout is too. Our next speaker is an advocate for women's rights and has demonstrated that at every turn in her career. I'd like to introduce Senator Lena Taylor. We are so grateful.
For an opportunity to be a part of the people in Wisconsin that are standing up and fighting back. It is an honor to be here. And in honor of the teacher that spoke, Miss Abigail, I think was her name, S. I want to be kind and give a shout out to the police officer that paved the way so I can make it through the sea of Wisconsinites that came out today and parked my car. Let me also give a shout out to everybody in their pink hats. And let me say to the person that introduced Mark Pocan, you inspired me to say I got my pink hat. I'm not going back. But mostly, let me say thank you to all of you. Because the truth of the matter is, things happen if people just stay on the sidelines. If people don't vote, thank you. If people don't vote, if people don't come out and stand up and say something and make signs and organize and go to committee meetings and call their elected and write letters and do things that make a difference. So I want to thank you. And I was asked to talk about equality and inclusion and do it from a racial tint. And if you didn't notice, I'm a black girl from Milwaukee. I am only the fifth black person when I got sworn in to be a state senator in the state of Wisconsin. And only the second black girl in the history of the state. So when I come to talk about racial equality and inclusion, I immediately think of a guy named Ezekiel Gillespie who stood up and fought back in Wisconsin. Ezekiel was a guy who said, I want my right to vote. And thank you to the chair of the Democratic Party, by the way, who is out there, Martha Lanning, who reminded me about what Rachel Maddow said last night. Give her a round of applause, y'all. Marching with her girls. But what Ezekiel did was he went to go and vote, and he was fighting for his right to vote in 1865. And they denied Ezekiel the right to vote because Ezekiel was a black man. But he was my kind of Negro. He sued. I'm a lawyer, y'all, by profession. He sued all the way to the Supreme Court of the state of Wisconsin in 1865. And back then, we had an amazing Supreme Court that unanimously ruled in his favor that he had the right to vote in 1866. He fought for inclusion. He fought for equality when Milwaukee denied him the right to vote. But he stood up. He fought back. On a cool Wisconsin day. You know, in other states, they'd be in parkas. We might have on shorts today. But, you know, he stood up and fought back. And on this cool day, a little misty, on a Saturday, where you could be doing anything, you're standing up and fighting back for equality and inclusion, like Ezekiel did when this state was first doing what it does. So as one of the only black girls in the state Senate who stands up and fights back, who won't be quiet and hardly has a voice because I hardly shut up, I'm always fighting. I won't stop. If you stand up, I'm with you. Stand up, fight back. Say it with me. Stand up, fight back. Stand up, fight back. God bless you.
Wisconsin women and our allies. I'm State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, and man, it's always hard to follow Senator Lena Taylor, but I'm going to do my best. I represent Milwaukee's Near South Side. I'm the first Latina woman ever elected to the Wisconsin State Legislature. I'm so honored to be here with all of you today. Thank you for coming home to your house so we can show this great state and this whole country what we're about. I know that I'm not alone when I confess to you that on November 8th, late that night, when I came to the realization that the victor of our U.S. presidency was not our ally, I wasn't alone when I confessed to you that I was frightened and I was scared and I was shocked. But in the days and weeks that followed, I knew it was important that I stay strong, to be resolute and rock steady, because I'm a leader, and so too are you. We are all leaders. It's why we're here today. That's right. I'm an out, openly bisexual woman. I'm a Latina. I'm a Mexican American. I'm an LGBT American. And like everyone across this great state, I am a Wisconsinite. I have a tremendous responsibility to advocate and fight for communities who have long not had any representation or voice in their government. And so, to quote the Queen Bee, Beyonce. Okay, ladies, now let's get in formation. Let's get organized. Get involved. Stand up. Fight. Never quit. Never give up. Start voting, and don't you stop. The LGBT community is counting on us. The Latino community is counting on us. Wisconsin families count on us. Women are counting on us. Together, we can make a difference. We can show the world that love will always trump hate. And so I want to follow Grisela Tapia's lead and end with a little bit of Spanish. ¿Sí se puede? ¿Sí se puede? ¡Sí se puede! Yes, we can. Thank you. And I get the honor of introducing some women that I met way back in 2011 when I was a wee freshman legislator. Wisconsin's very own Raging Grannies.